to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club. The most exclusive club for men in the country, where every Saturday we're going to talk about taking an animal, throwing it on some scorching fire, and turning it into the most tantalizing, tasty morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but we don't drag our women into the caves by the hair. We're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure women into your cave and keep her hair looking good. We don't use clubs. We use Smith & Wesson, Bowtech, and Abu Garcia. When you want to find the center of the grilling universe, you look at a map of North America and just look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys. Peace, love, and barbecue.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, and guess what? Mother Nature dropped a little winter on us since the last time we talked to you. We were talking about temperatures in the 40s and 50s last weekend, and guess what? Winter has arrived. So we're going to talk a little bit about winter barbecue and maybe some tips and techniques and some of the different things that you've got to do to make that happen, along with a whole lot of other stuff today. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for joining us, and winter is finally here. So it is a good time to pay attention to changing up your style, your techniques, and maybe creating some new habits, getting into some new routines for this type of grilling, because it does definitely change it. One thing alone is plan on maybe falling on your way out to the grill with all your meat hitting the snow.
Yeah, but just make sure you let the dog off the porch, so if the meat falls on the snow, it's still clean.
Keep it inside.
Right, yeah. Oh, Barbecue Bob, I shared a story with you last weekend, and or it happened this week, and I gotta share it with the listeners. Because you know what? We're human. Stuff happens. And so I get out the pellet grill. And I'm going to – I had a freezer go fritz on me. So I've got two turkeys in this freezer that I'm going to smoke, right? And I decide, because I got two of them, I'm going to pull out the pellet grill. And so I spatchcock these things, take the backbone out of them, lay them flat, cut the ribs out so I can smoke them and get smoke on both sides of them. They cook a little quicker that way, supposedly. And I put the pellet smoker, I try to get it started. It needs to be cleaned. So I tear it apart, and I clean it. And any of you that got a pellet smoker, there's a hopper that holds the pellets and a little auger that augers the pellets down into the firebox. Well, there's a shield that goes between the auger and the firebox so that the chips fall into the firebox. Well, when I put it back together, I put that shield over top of the auger rather than under the auger. So what happened was, is it was auger and chips down into my firebox, but with that cap on top of there rather than below, the fire ran right back my auger channel. I come out 2 hours after getting that thing going, and my chip box is on fire. And dude, I'm not talking just smoking and smoldering. This thing is on fire. I got 25 pounds of wood pellets in that hopper smoking like a chimney, so hot I can't touch them. And I'm like, what in hell am I going
to
do
okay,
now?
Okay, I need to interrupt this because I want some historical clarity here. I'm looking at a picture. Actually, I posted it on our Facebook page.
Thanks, man. Ouch!
Job
that
sends
hurts.
Me a text. The dot chip storage box is on fire on the Louisiana grill. And there's smoke rolling out of it. It reminds me of me towing my smoker through Philadelphia on fire.
And oh, man.
So I said, did you clean your firebox out? Or you put the insert in wrong and your pellets are backing up. And then a couple hours later, 2 hours later, it was the insert. So
yes,
it was. And I only know that because it has happened before. I've had to field, when I was repping Louisiana, I had to field those questions a few times. Actually, you know, they could change that design and make it foolproof so it couldn't happen.
Right.
I told them what to do, and they, you know, they're boneheads.
Well, I can tell you what, in the, you know, the beauty of a pellet grill is it's so simple. And it's a set it and forget it. Right. It's a set it and forget it thing. So I get it going now. Here's the deal. It was cold and it was windy, so I had this thing on the edge of my garage door. The door was open. It wasn't in the garage, but it wasn't out of the garage either. You know, it's kind of like right where the door comes down. And I tell you what, when I opened that door, there was a white – I thought the house was on fire because there was a white, thick smoke about 3 feet from my garage ceiling down.
It actually could have been a total loss.
Right, yeah.
That you wouldn't be the first guy to do that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, common. And there's a part of your show for today. We're going to talk all about grilling in the winter. And one of the things you don't want to do that my neighbor Ben does is you don't want to be grilling, especially with a solid fuel or any fuel, in your garage.
Right.
Hello, McFly. Knock him on the forehead when you see him doing that.
Yeah, and I'm partially guilty because it's right where the door comes down. The wind was whipping around, and I'm like, I got to keep heat on this stuff,
yeah,
so I'm keeping
sure.
it there.
Sure.
Bad
there
move.
There you go.
Bad
there
move,
you go.
Guys.
Well, that's okay. it takes a big man to fess up. We should do man law right now.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's...
So did you have any excitement?
Nothing like that, pal.
Exactly.
Nothing like that. I did do some good grilling. You know, a lot of work this week. We've taken on Snap Fitness as a sponsor, and I joined up with my gym in Lowell. It's a new one for them. We've been members of Snap Fitness for years, but we let it lapse for a year, so this was a good motivator for me to renew my membership. And I got the family package with a trainer, and I got to tell you, it's been really nice. Snap's cool because you get this lanyard with a card on it, and you just swipe it in the door, and you get in on your own whenever you want. And that part for me is great because I run pretty fast and furious, and sometimes I just I can't get there at a certain time, and it's 2 or 3 hours later, and I'm still in the office or whatever, and I'll just bolt out and try and get a half hour in, 20 minutes or an hour, whatever, work. So I do like that about it, and gosh, they have so much cool equipment there.
Well, and it's good anywhere. That's the cool. It's,
anywhere
you're not around the world. You're not a Lowell member, right? You're
all,
good at any Snap
all
when
across
you're traveling.
The country, yeah.
A guy like you that travels all over the country for your job. What
it's
a cool
be great.
Membership.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you need
cool
to get one too.
Yeah, exactly. You're right, I do. Maybe I could work off some of the barbecue. We'll leave it at that.
I heard you were doing that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm heading out to Atlantic City.
Gonna hook up with Big Paulie?
Gonna hook up with Big Paulie, but there's the big Northeast Pool and Spa show. So it'll be a fast and furious week of cold. While the rest of my company's down in Cancun, I'll be doing a show with Nicole from Toronto.
You were talking about renegotiating that contract. I'm thinking there's a feature you might want to throw in there.
I think they specifically make our company trip when the Atlantic City show is so they don't have to put up with me.
Well, you know, they are smart guys.
Can you blame them?
Yeah.
And then after that, I shoot out to Sacramento. I'm working the Northern California Home and Garden Show in Sacramento for... I'm doing like a meet and greet thing for Sapphire Grills.
Ooh.
Are actually flying me out there so that I can help them demo in at the show. They've got a big client out there. It's actually a big Arctic dealer at California Backyards, and so I'll be
bring back some wine, brother. California, you're in the country up there. So
I'm going to have like a 10-day suitcase with me, so I'm pretty
well,
sure I'll be bringing back
stuff.
A lot of dirty underwear.
They ship that stuff, and you know what? Have them send us back that demo of that Sapphire Grill because we can auction off another one for GI Barbecue. They were great supporters of that, and we got close to $1,000 for Operation GI Barbecue.
Yeah,
for that.
But you know, next segment, let's hit this tip-up town thing a little bit, okay?
Yeah, all right. We're going to have a little bit of fun. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the winter, and you're going to want to hear what we got to say. Stick with us. We'll be back.